my pricing director, and he's here with us already. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Thank you so much. Hello, is this Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. Good morning. Happy Monday. I know you were speaking to one of our reps. Did he do a good job of explaining what we do or the basics?
He did.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I do have a few questions for you. As far as, you know, having new clients or getting clients coming in the door, are you using any platform or do you have a Google Business profile or maybe a website I'm missing by chance?
No, just word of mouth.
Word of mouth? Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And have you ever thought about using Google or maybe having a website for the business to get the clients coming in?
I have thought about using Google. I have somebody who makes me websites.
Oh, you do?
The website. I have somebody for the websites. The Google, I mean, I don't know too much about that.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I see that you have, there's a website listed on there, but I don't think it's active quite yet, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's my cousin. I don't know if he ever activated it.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's out there. I mean, I could see a domain for you, but it's just not, it's not active quite yet, but okay. Got it. No problem. So basically you guys are doing everything having to do with concrete, right? Are you guys doing anything else besides concrete?
Landscaping, like hardscapes and stuff like that.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. And, all right. And how far, you know, you were able to travel? I know that you talked to Eric. He did mention that you were able to travel for new clients, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's really good. Okay. So the way that this would work, right, just to give you an idea of how our services work, everything that we do here is pretty much, there's no long-term commitment here, right? We have to bring in the clients, enough clients every single month for this to make sense. But right now, if I were to type in concrete service and you're in Flowery Branch, you got the companies called GTO Concrete Services, Concrete Professionals, LMR Services and Concrete. I don't know if you know any of those guys that I just mentioned. Eagles Concrete, Robles Concrete, Miramonte. Have you heard any of those companies in the area?
I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. No worries. So those are the companies that are coming up when I type in the keyword concrete services. And that's where we have a listing available, right? So basically what we would do is, as Google partners, is get you programmed for every single keyword that people type in so that way you're coming up as a top recommended option. So concrete's just one example, but you also said you're doing landscaping, you're also doing hardscaping. Are you doing pavers and things like that as well?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So any keyword that pretty much any service you offer, when people type in that keyword on Google, we make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option, okay? So in order for us to do that, we also have to put you on other platforms that are missing, meaning we'll put you on Apple Maps, we'll do Facebook marketing ads, we'll do Yelp, we'll do Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and we'll also do Bing, which is another search engine. So our goal here, Alex, is to make sure that you're coming up for every single service you offer, not just on Google, but other platforms that, you know, Google indexes so you can rank higher on that algorithm, okay? Now, as far as pricing, how long have you been in business for the company now?
For that specific business, a year.
A year. Okay, great. That's perfect. That's so any business that's 5 years or under is considered a new in business, and we can get you a new in business rate for that. So once again, we're Google partners. Google will contact the big corporations like Samsung, Apple, McDonald's, right, because they're spending millions of dollars in advertisement, and they have companies like us to promote the small to medium-sized businesses, right? So you said you have someone working on your website. I don't see it active, but you have that. So that's good. I can save you money there. Now, for something like this, there is a setup fee. It's only $99, and the programming is $299 a month. So your first initial investment, you're looking at $398, and then $299 every single month after that, right? So once again, it's a service that's month-to-month. There's no long-term contracts. We have to bring you in enough jobs, especially the summer's, you know, around the corner, right? Things are starting to warm up. So keep you busy so that way you can see those jobs coming in, so this will pay for itself, you know? We don't want you to be stuck with a program that's not really going to generate any sort of return on investment. But we focus on the results. So you use Google on a daily basis, I'm pretty sure, right? I use Google.
Yeah.
Everybody uses Google to really get their company out there. And I know by doing something like this, it'll definitely, you know, bring in those clients, and you don't have to pay per lead, phone call, any of that. It's a complete flat rate. Okay. Now, at that price point, how many clients will we have to bring you for that to make sense for the business?
I don't know. I mean, you said how much a month?
It's $299 a month. So it's $398 to start. There's a $99 setup fee. So if you add the $299 plus $99, it's $398 to start. And then every month after that, it's $299, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contracts. Well, we got to keep you on board for, you know, for us to really make, for this to make sense, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not getting the job, then you're not going to stick with us. But I know that being on that first page of Google, when someone is typing in that search, I know it's something that's 100% going to benefit you. Why? Because, once again, everybody uses Google to search. I just sent you a text message. I don't know if you were able to get that by chance, Alex.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so that text message is our partnership badge, okay? So anybody that calls you regarding Google placement or, you know, Google services, and they can't provide that partnership badge, it wouldn't be a good fit, just because Google won't call you directly. They'll have partners like us that will, okay? And then the second thing I'm doing right now is I'm sending you, I'm sending you a couple things. That way you could see what I can offer you today. So you got the first one, which is good. And then let me know if you get the second message that I just sent you right now. So that second one, if you open it up, that just takes you to the packages that we have. If you scroll all the way down, I could show you exactly what I can do for you as far as the pricing, right, and what pricing I'm actually getting you at, so you could see the difference in packages. But if you open that link and go all the way towards the bottom, if you look at the package, it's called Platinum. It's all the way at the bottom. It's usually $599. I don't know if you're able to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting you the Platinum package for the cost of the Essential. Right, and there's usually a $299 setup fee, so I'm waiving $200 since you're new in business, right? So Google understands that being new in business, there's a lot of things that go into the business, right? There's tools, material, there's a lot of machinery and things that you have to purchase for the company. So as far as marketing, we want to get you some your foot in the door, so that way you start seeing results, and this can bring you the clients that you're looking for, right? So
yeah,
it's a price reduction for new in business. Once again, if you have the reason why I'm able to get you that pricing too is because, you know, you have a website already. So I think right now it's in the works, right? I think he's probably not activated yet because he's working on it. So
yeah,
usually we do provide websites, and that's why that Platinum package is $599 and there's a $299 setup fee. But in your case, you know, why would I charge you for something you have already, right, Alex? It doesn't make any sense. So, you know, if I can get you that price point of $299, $398 to start and then $299, I mean, is that something that you want for the business?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about right now, this moment. I would maybe have to think about it and give you a call back later.
Gotcha. Well, here's the thing, you know, usually when I talk to, so I've been here for 7 years, usually when I talk to clients, And they tell me that, you know, they have to think about it or call back. It just means that they're probably not interested in this, or they probably don't, you know, see enough value or something like that. So let me ask you this. What's holding you back? Is it just like the price point?
Very expensive.
Very expensive. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for letting me know. Here's the thing about Google, right? So once again, as far as it's paying for itself, it's definitely going to generate new jobs and we get a return on investment, right? So here's what I can do. Like, if I can waive your setup fee for something like this and just get you in at $299, if you divide the $299 by 30 days, right, it'd be like $10 a day. So, you know, $10 a day, if you can get a job, a couple concrete jobs, or if you do a couple clients that you're doing, you know, landscaping, maintenance and stuff like that, or even hardscapes, you know, it's something that it'll definitely pay for itself. So,
yeah.
I mean, if I could waive that setup fee, is that more, a little bit more comfortable for you and just get you in at $299?
It'd be $299 a month, or what is it?
Yeah, $299 a month, yeah. Yeah, $299 a month. So, yeah, what I'm thinking is waiving your setup fee to start with and just keeping it at $299, right? So that would be a flat rate. It's not going to go up on you next month. It's going to be flat, right? So that's including that first page of Google, because that's the most important thing. We have to create what's called a Google business profile, you know, where the little red dot where the business is located. And then we have to program the listing so that way you're coming up on that first page. So just kind of picture this, right? When you're looking for a restaurant or a steakhouse, or you're looking for a tire shop, or you're looking for a mechanic, right? Just for example, and you type in mechanic on Google, you make your decision based upon the few or the couple companies that are on the first page, right? Like you look at reviews, you might look at a website, and then you give those guys a call. You might give a call to three or four people just to get a different quote. Well, that's what we're going to do for you. So when people are typing in, you know, hardscape, they're typing in pavers, or they're typing in concrete, flat work, any of the jobs that you offer, we're going to make sure you're coming up as that top recommended option, right? So that would be for, you know, any, if you want to focus on commercial, residential, we can do those keywords for anything. So if it's driveways, right? If it's, you know, flat work, resurface, patios, walkways, steps, any of that, right? We can get you found for any of those jobs that you offer for the business, right? So, you know, I know that once again, a lot of people search on Google before they search on any other platform, and you know, it's programmed on everybody's phone, right? So, you know, if I can waive the setup fee and get you in at a comfortable rate, and then it'd be just be the $299 today, and then $299 every month after that. I mean, does that sound a little bit better for you?
It would be $299 today?
Yeah, $299 today, yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I could waive your setup fee. I'll talk to my supervisor, get a code to waive your setup fee, and just get you in out the door at $299, yeah. That would just stay indefinitely, that price.
But how long would I stay on the front?
Like, oh, every month.
First page?
Yeah, so you pay a monthly subscription, right? So it's monthly, right? $299. As long as you pay your subscription, you're always going to be on that first page. Yeah,
it's to be on the first page. So if you don't pay, you're still on it. It's not on the first page.
Exactly. So yeah, exactly, right? So this is the way it would work, right? So what we do is the following, okay? The first thing we have to do is create you a Google business profile, all right? So let's say, Alex, you were to cancel in a, like, say, 3 or 4 months down the road, okay? This is just hypothetically, right? We're just speaking hypothetically, mm-hmm. Let's just say. You keep your Google business profile. You keep your Facebook listing that we have. You keep your Yelp listing. We put you on Apple Maps. We put you on Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Bing. Like, everything that we do for you, you're going to keep. What you're doing here, Alex, is you're pretty much promoting your own company as a sole entity, okay? Let me give you an example. If you have business cards or someone says, hey, can you refer me someone that does get concrete work? I need this driveway to be done. Or I need a patio to you know, because I'm gonna build a pergola, but I need a concrete before I build a patio, right? So if someone were to refer me to you, the first thing I do as a client or as a consumer is I look you up online, okay? So right now, you don't have a lot, well, you don't have anything online for the most part, right? I think the only thing you currently have is an Angie's List or something like that. I could see that.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And then your website's being built. But here's the thing. The website, people can't find your website unless you have it on a listing. So, you know, if you don't have a Google business profile, if people can't find your website, then it's just kind of like a billboard in the middle of the desert. So let's say you were to cancel the service, you would have your Google business profile, and that profile is yours. So what you would be doing here is you're promoting your own company as a sole entity, right? You wouldn't have to pay a middleman or someone else to promote you on their platform, because that's what's currently happening. The only way that people can find your business is if they go to Angi and then look at their listings, but they have to go onto their platform before finding your business, right?
Yeah.
So what you would be doing here is if someone were to refer you, you know, like, hey, this is a good company, you should call Alex. You know, AGD Outdoor Construction LLC is a good company to go with. Okay, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to look you up. And if they can't find anything, you know, for your company as far as online presence, I don't know, a lot of people hesitate to give a call, right? Just because you don't have that online presence, okay? So that's going to help with that. And then, you know, once again, you pay on a monthly to keep your company on that first page, to keep, you know, all your listings active on the first page as well. Like, you know, you're going to be able, we're going to do Facebook retargeting ads. And those are pretty scary how they work. Like, if someone were to look for Hardscape on Google and then they log off of Google and then they go onto their Facebook, they're going to see an ad of your company on Facebook. It's pretty cool how that works. I don't know if that's happened to you before. Like, if you're looking for stuff on Google or Amazon, So we do that, and we get you programmed in. So let's say you were to cancel down the road, because once again, it's we want to keep you on a month to month. We need to bring you enough clients for you to stick around. If you're not seeing the results, why would you pay $299? It doesn't make any sense, right? So in order for us to keep you on board, we have to bring in those clients in order for you to see the results. So let me give you an example. In the past 30 days, right, from February 16th through today, the 16th of March, in a 50-mile radius where you're located in Flowery Branch, there's been 914 searches for concrete services. So I'm not saying you're going to receive 914 phone calls, right? I don't think you'd take that much. But, you know, if you can capitalize on those searches that people are making on Google, this is directly from Google, so you're not promoting your company through anything else. Like, you're going to have your own Google business profile. Then you can be that top recommended option, and you could take on those jobs, right? So, you know, the companies that are named earlier, that are on the first page when I type in concrete services, those are the companies that are coming up, right? So that's where we have a listing available, and that's where we can, you know, have your company programmed in.
Yeah, I mean, we can try.
Yeah, so like, once again, you know, I'm asking you for, you know, 1% of your trust. Once again, here's another cool thing I wanted to tell you, Alex. Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I have an iPhone.
iPhone. Okay, so do this, if you can do this. Go to the App Store and then type in our company, Local Splash, okay? You're going to be able to see our app. You don't have to download it right now, but you could just check it out. Type in Local Splash, just like the name of our company, and then you'll see the capital L and capital S, and you're going to be able to download the app. So the app tracks everything that we're doing for you. So it's not like we're going to just wish you the best of luck. Hey, we're going to put you on Google and see what happens, right? You're actually going to be able to track everything that we're doing for you, right? So you're going to see all the leads that are coming from Google, from Facebook, from, you know, Yelp, all these other platforms we're going to put you on. So that way you can see the return on the investment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, you know, it's not we're going to just say, hey, you know, we're going to put you on Google. We, as Google partners, we have to provide you every single tool necessary for you to see the success and results. You know, that's just the bottom line. So, well, let me ask you this. To put you on Google, do you want it just to be AGD Outdoor Construction LLC? Do you want it? That's how you wanted to show on Google?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then Google is going to send you, we're going to verify your business that you're, I don't know if the business is still registered under 4628 Simpson Downs.
Yeah.
Flower. Okay, got it. Okay. And that's, I just want to make sure that,
It says Flower Branch or Gainesville.
Gainesville. Yeah, I see the Gainesville one. Got it. Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, I know what you mean. Okay. And then I have a question for you. As far as this number, like, is this number that you want your clients to call you on?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, I do see it on Google. Like, when I type in the number, the address on Google, it does show Gainesville for some reason. Okay. No worries. We put that there. All right. And then another question for you. So the website you have going on, we're going to put that website on your Google Business profile, okay? But, you know, how soon do you think it'd be active and running, do you think?
I just texted him, my cousin. I told him to activate.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Because once we get your Google listing, we're going to put that website not only in your Google Business profile, but all over the Internet. I didn't see a Facebook business page for the company. Do you have one that I'm missing?
I don't have one.
No. Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you have a personal one, Alex?
I do, but it's not in my name.
It's not in your name? Okay. So
I can make one.
It's fine. Yeah. So in order to create a business Facebook page, you have to have a personal one. And if you have a personal one, they don't intermix. Okay. So it's not going to, like, you know what I mean? They're not going to show your personal life with your business life, you know? So yeah. So we're going to create, if you have a personal one or the one that you made, all we need to do is just create a business one. Once again, they're not going to intermix. We just want people to see your listing on Facebook, and it's 100% professionally done, okay? And we're gonna attach your website, pictures, and everything else. And then I wanted to ask you, do you have pictures of work you've done before and after work or no?
Yeah.
Okay, because we're going to put that on your Google Business profile. You know where the little red dot, and you can see the pictures of the business and stuff? So we're going to create one for you. We're going to put pictures and stuff. So we also have what's called an onboarding call. It's about 30 minutes of your time where you talk to the technician, and we get you verified on Google. So it's not a painful phone call. It's very quick. Okay, what's a good email for the business, Alex? It could be a personal one.
Yeah.
What's your personal email?
Alexander Del Toro 07 at iCloud.com.
You said 07?
Yeah, 07.
iCloud.com. Okay, gotcha. Del Toro. Okay. I'm assuming that's your last name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. And Alex, we'll just put it under Alex instead of Alexander here. Okay. That's not an issue. All right. And then I just want to ask you questions about the business because, once again, we're going to get you programmed for the right keywords. So let me ask you this. Like, what do you want to really get found for? So I know concrete is good. Are you doing residential and commercial, or do you just want to stick to residential right now? What do you say?
I would like my slabs, like commercial work. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'll take whatever.
Okay, so residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Commercial, okay. Concrete. And then you said you're also doing hardscaping. And is that for both commercial and residential?
Yeah.
Okay. Commercial and residential. All right, and then you also mentioned you're doing landscaping. Is that both as well?
Yeah.
Okay, commercial and residential. Okay, what other keywords or what other services you do that you would like to get listed for? So that way we get you. So whenever anybody types in those keywords on Google, you're coming up on that first page. But what else do you want me to put on here?
I think that's it, concrete and landscaping.
Concrete and landscaping. Okay, got it. Yeah. So the good thing about this is that we are going to do our research on the Google Analytics to see how people are typing it in. So we're not going to guess. We're going to know. Okay, yeah. that way you're getting the best results, right? We want to make sure that you're...
Can you do a different email? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Just,
give me one second.
I'll put the business one.
Okay, what's the business one?
It is AGD. Outdoor Construction at yahoo.com. But there's no S at the end of construction. It's just construction.
Okay. Gotcha. Let me put this in there. Okay. Okay, so you said AGD Outdoor, right? Construction?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. At
yahoo.com.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. The cool thing is that we enter the email on the Google system, and it'll give me a check mark if I spelled it right. So, okay, got that. So, and then as far as the hours of operation, like what hours do you want to show on Google that you're open or to get phone calls?
I mean, you could put 7 to 5.
7 to 5? Okay. Can I make a suggestion for you? This is just a suggestion. Okay. This is mainly for people to get a quote or to call you. If you put it to 5, it's completely fine. It's whatever you're comfortable taking a phone call. But usually people start making phone calls later on in the evening, like around 6 or 7 when they get off of work and they're just kind of talking at dinner time, like, hey, you need to do the concrete, you know? So, I mean, you could put it from 7 to 5, but I don't think anybody's called you and say, hey, I need you to come right now, like, to get this done. You know, they usually call to get you a quote or an estimate or like an appointment to go out there and see the property. You know, so it's up to you. I could still put the 7 to 5, but
you could for whatever you think.
Well, I mean, I don't want people to call you later than you want to, you know, take a phone call.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So, you know, maybe I could suggest 7 to 7 or 7 to 8. That's it. Like that, you know, what do you think is better? 7 to 7 or 7 to 8?
7 to 8 is fine.
Okay, cool. That way you're not missing on those opportunities, right? Let me give you an example why. There's companies on the first page of Google that we're going to be able to out-program that they close at 6, okay? Like Robles Concrete, they close at 6. There's another company that's called LMR Services Concrete Buford. These guys close at 5. So all those companies, there's another one called GTO Concrete Services LLC. They close at 5 too. So if I see that they're closed, I'm not going to call them, right? I'd rather call someone that's open. So I would call you, right? So that's just a suggestion that I make, okay? And then is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday? When are you
Sunday.
Going to take phone? Sunday. Okay, got it.
Sunday.
Okay. Yep, because people, you know, once again, over the weekend, they start looking at things. And especially right now, people are getting their taxes. So the spring is around the corner, summer, it's starting to warm up, you know? So people are going to start looking for things to do outside the house for sure. Okay. And are you licensed and insured or not yet?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I have another question for you. The logo that you have here, it's like an A, right? It looks pretty cool, but it's like black and white, your logo, right, for the business?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to put that logo all over as well. So that's the one that you use for the business. And then how far are you willing to travel for new clients? Would you want to really go for a new job?
I mean, you can put an hour, 2 hours max.
Okay, so an hour. So we can start with an hour. There's a lot of searches just in that area. So we can put 50 miles. That's about an hour. And then you can always change it. So nothing's set in stone here, Alex. You could change it. If you always want to increase later down the road, you can do that as well. So is it okay to start with an hour? 50 miles? Okay, got it. So we'll put a 50-mile radius. Okay. And then the number that we're on, that's the number that you want your clients to call you on, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to verify that. And then you have your website activated. We need to create you what's called your Facebook business profile, your Yelp listing. We're going to create all these listings online. So we do a directory submission, gets you found everywhere for the most part where there's people are searching for your services. So we'll do all that for you. Okay, existing Google profile. No, we have to create one for you. Facebook. Okay, yep, we got to do one for you. And then you have the website, which is good. So we're not going to build a website. You have one with your URL. Okay. Now, do you speak any other languages besides English?
Spanish.
Oh, hablas español también?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Muy bueno. Yo hablo español también. Muy poquito, pero sí lo hablo, ¿verdad? Me defiendo.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that's good for the Latino community, man. That's awesome. Okay. So I got a lot of these notes here. Now, as far as, as far as your listing, what are the things that you feel like you want to get like found for, or is that pretty much it? Or is there anything else that comes to mind that you want to really promote your business on, like maybe honesty, integrity, good pricing? What do you
quality work?
Quality work. Okay, perfect. I want to make that like one of the focal key points, because sometimes quality is better than quantity because people want cheap stuff, but at the end of the day, cheap stuff is not going to last you. So that's a good one to put, like, in your model statement, you know, on Google. So we'll do that. So quality work is his motto. Okay, cool. I like that. All right, cool. And then you did mention that you have pictures of before and after work you've done, right?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So that's really good. I'll put here for the tech. That way we put those pictures on Google as well. And then one of the things that I really suggest, obviously, at the end of the day, it's your business, right? This is something that you're the owner and, you know what's going to be good for the business or not. But this is something I highly, highly recommend. Once we get your Google Business Profile active and running and everything, right, one of the things I highly recommend is you getting reviews. So we're going to give you a review tool, a link that sends them directly to your Google Business Profile, okay? So it could be friends or family or even past clients that you've done jobs for. Just get the reviews on there, right? Because the more reviews you have on Google, the better it is. And after you're done with the job, just say, hey, look, I'm trying to grow my online presence. I have a Google Business Profile. Can you leave me a quick review? And then, boom, all they have to do is type in the 5 stars. They don't even have to write anything. But the more reviews, the better it is, right? This is something that I always encourage my clients to do, and that's really going to elevate and take your business to the next level, okay? So, all right. Well, I got everything here for the most part. Now, one of the things we have to do is set the client onboarding call. So that's about a 30-minute phone call. We'll look at the technician's schedule to see what time they have available, and we'll also look at your schedule. But just so I can keep something in mind, what works best for you? Like mornings, evenings, afternoons?
Evenings
and afternoons. Okay, I just want to make sure. It's literally about a 30-minute phone call. It's not going to be too long. It's just to cross the T's and dot the I's for the Google technician. That's just to get you onboarded, okay? So I don't want you to think you have to go through all these hoops and, be like in front of a computer, like, you know, it's recommended, but you know, you don't have to do all that. Okay. Just want to throw it out there. Okay. I got everything down here for the most part. We're going to do the keywords before we call you. We're going to do all this homework that we need to do to get the best keywords that we're going to get you found for, sticking only to, you know, concrete, hardscape, landscaping for the most part, right? That's what we're going to stick to. Anything that has to do with those three areas. So I do have you at a discounted rate, so I'm going to apply the credit. We're going to completely waive your setup fee and just get you in the door at $299, right? So that rate will stay 100% like at $299. It's never going to go up on you. Once again, you're not getting charged per click, per call. It's just a flat rate. So I have to read a 90-second voice verification for your protection, and you're also going to receive everything in writing, your invoice, your welcome email, everything, because we want to make sure that anything you spend on marketing, you can use for your taxes as a tax write-off, okay? Just so you know.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to get your invoice and everything. But in order to secure the $299 month-to-month price point, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. So I'll take those numbers, I'll enter into the system, and then you're going to receive your invoice, and I'll read that 90-second voice verification, okay?
After I pay you guys, how long did it take for y'all to set everything up?
Great question. So as soon as we're done taking the payment, we're going to do that onboarding call, okay? So that onboarding call, it's going to be either today or tomorrow, whenever the technician has time. Your Google Business Profile, we're going to get on the phone with the Google technician. That can take about a week, 2 weeks tops, you know, depending on how fast we can get that done. The programming on everything else, 7 to 14 business days to get programming. So, you know, within that first month, you're going to be able to start seeing results. So it's fairly quickly. It's nothing too long. As long as you're available and able to talk to the techs to get you on Google, the programming is pretty easy for us to do. All right. So it's not going to be very lengthy to get it done.
Yeah.
If and when, but please, you have to be, that's one of the things I read in the voice verification as well. You have to be available, and you have to be proactive in the campaign. Because there's sometimes, Alex, I promise you, I've been here for 7 years, right? And then I try to get a hold of my clients, and it's like, wait a minute, if I can't get a hold of you, how are clients going to get a hold of you? you know, they don't even answer the phone call. So,
yeah.
You know, one of the things I tell you guys, it's like, hey, just be proactive, you know, especially just at the beginning. Once we get your Google Business Profile into programming, it'll be smooth sailing. You're going to start seeing the results coming in, you know, with your campaign. But if you're not being proactive, if you're not answering phone calls, if you're just kind of dodging, and it's just like, of course, like we're not going to be able to get your campaign or your profile set up if you're not available to help us to do that, right? So, you know, it's a process that we need your help as well, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So whenever you're ready, I'll enter that information and you'll get your invoice. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
With the on Facebook. You guys make that, or I have to?
No. So we make the business Facebook page. You could just make a personal one, or the technician will help you to do that too while he's on the phone with you. That's fine. You know, you can make a personal one. It doesn't have to. You don't have to put it. Like, it's super easy just to make a regular Facebook. It doesn't even have to have a picture of you, right? As long as you create a personal one, because in order for you to create a personal one. In order to create a business one, we have to have a personal one. So we can have the technician help you create a personal one, and it's not, you could use it just for business, right? It doesn't even have to be like, you know what I mean? Doesn't really, you don't really have to use it, or, you know, you just have to create that to create the business one. The technician can help you with that too. So that's no biggie. And once again, they're not going to mix either. You know, we're not going to have you, like, let's say you do use your personal one. People are not going to be able to see your personal stuff with your business one. It's completely different, right?
You guys run the ads?
Yeah, we run Facebook ads for you.
Oh, okay. Y'all run the ads this time?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So $100, because we're also Meta partners as well. So $100 of Facebook, out of the $299, $100 goes
to $100. Oh, okay.
Right? So, and then you have the Facebook ad. So the way it works is if people are on Google and they're searching for hardscape or they're looking for concrete work, okay? And then they log off of Google and then they're like, they go on their social media like Facebook, guess what they're going to see an ad of? Your company.
Yeah.
Right? So we run ads on that as well. And it's just, it's not a regular ad. It's called a retargeted ad.
Mm-hmm.
So those are going to be super effective. And the reason why Facebook is more effective than any other platform, like any other social media, is because you have an older, more mature crowd on Facebook that actually owns homes, right?
Yeah.
Right. You know, the TikTok and the Instagram, that's okay, but people are not really, they're more for influencers and stuff. You know, no one's really looking for a concrete job there, you know?
Yeah.
So. All right. So whenever you're ready, I'll enter it, and then you'll get your invoice right now as well. And your welcome email.
Yeah. Let me grab my card from the truck real quick. Give me a second.
Yeah. I'll talk to you meanwhile, too. I just got to fill a couple things out as well. I wanted to ask you, too, the billing address is the same as your home address, right?
Yeah,
okay, gotcha. Okay. All right, so I'll fill that in here. And then you're also able to, so I talked to you earlier about taking both Spanish and English calls. You're able to talk to people in Spanish as well. So that way we can get you, you know, like if people speak Spanish, they're able to still contact you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's really good. That's a huge advantage too, because there's a lot of Latinos that only want to deal with Latinos, right? They don't want to deal with anybody else. Okay, really good. All right. I'll put that there, that you do speak both languages, which is good. And then we're going to – okay, cool. Let's see. All right. Yahoo, so I still have a Yahoo account too. Wow. I don't see those that often.
Yeah.
I know. I have mine for years. Like, I had sbcglobal.net, and then I – then that shut down. I had to open up a Yahoo. That's pretty cool. I haven't seen that in a while. Okay. So I got that. I got that there. Okay. And then I can read the voice verification right now. Okay, so yeah, so I could read that voice verification right now as you're getting the card. That way, you know, you have everything, you know, recorded, okay?
Mm.
All right. So it does say, you know, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called the voice verification. The reason is that I have you at a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it's an added form of protection for you. So we're going to send everything to you with in writing, right, via email, via text message. You can have everything in writing as well, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through this, and if there's something you don't understand, Alex, and say, hey, Chris, can you explain that to me? I'll rephrase it for you so that way you have a understanding before I process any transactions, okay?
Mm.
All right. Now, it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AGD Outdoor Construction.
Okay, awesome. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Alexander Gonzalez, owner.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, this is what we were talking about earlier, Alex, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it says, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from a third-party vendor unrelated to Local Splash. So there might be other calls or the company's calling you, but in order to know that it's us, we're going to provide you with security question and answer. Okay, so you get three questions to choose from: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first what?
Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as a security question.
Okay. It's a pet.
A pet? Okay. What is your first pet's name?
Lulu.
Lulu? Okay. All right. So if anybody calls you and they, you know, they're like, hey, we're Local Splash, you could say, hey, what's my security question and answer? And anybody in the company here should know it's Lulu, okay? So it's just for your security, right? So you know that you're speaking to us because it's happened before. There's a lot of imposters and, you know, you never know. So now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying basically is if another company calls you and they're trying to offer you what we're offering you, just let us know so that way you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you. You know, we want you to save your money and just do business with us so we can help you on Google, right? That's all it is. Kidding me, dude.